Yeah. life once or twice, but 16 times twice. Make the girl fall out on Jesus Christ. Yes, we love, we're strong, we're physicality. Yes, we love, we're strong, we're physicality. Long the man from the jump, we push it along. Long, strong, physicality. Long, strong, physicality.
Now, joining me, he's just walked into the studio, but he's been fiddling about with the microphone, so he can't have a chat, is Tony Smith from Sunday Lunch. Hello, Tony! We will have a little chat with him in a while. That was John Brandley there. And don't forget, if you're a local charity and you're looking to, you want some artwork, John is the person to speak to. He's such a generous man and does a lot of stuff for charity. If you're looking to buy into art, as I said, starts from £35. So not all, you don't have to spend a fortune and buy what you like. I remember, and I have to tell this story very quickly, is John said to me probably about 10 years ago, I said, I haven't got much money. I said, maybe about £100. He went, I'll tell you what, he said, Banksy has done some EP covers. He said, they're £100 each. And I said, oh, and I never bought them. And I should have done, because I think they ended up selling for... probably a couple of thousand or more, probably, but I didn't, and that was about 10 years ago. So very good on saying this is, you know, but you shouldn't buy art, as he said, to make money. You're buying art because you want to, you know, because you like what you see. Now, I thought I would play some more new music, and then we'll do some traffic and travel, but we are going to have, are we going to play new music? No, why not? I don't. You're right over there, Tony? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you can hear something moving in the background, that's Tony. Fiddling about with the arm. This is the Sugar Babes with Overload. I'll be back with some traffic and travel after this.
Yeah. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Sorry, we missed it in the first hour. Catching up now. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Wilson's Corner a little bit busy coming down from the Ongar Road. Heading down from Brook Street down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and up to the M11. A12 is running pretty nicely. 41 at speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16. That's the much needed road repairs there. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, but you'll get more traffic and travel in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Just like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul, shows me light at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk, but I still wanna hear what you say. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken. To soothe any old pain, for what it's worth, just like the earth, both the flowers and trees, they need rain. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Scorching hot summer's day, cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Thank you.
is beautiful. That is the brand new one from Billy Brown. Good morning, Billy, if you're out there. How you doing? How are the cats, Sharky and Splodge? I hope they're being good and they're not being naughty as it's Christmas. I was talking about my Christmas tree earlier. There is a little video up online. I'm so proud of myself. I literally threw it together. And I think it's nice to have a mishmash of decorations. But when I, as I said, I call it the rat and bird Christmas tree. There are mice on there. It's mice and there are a few birds. But I thought rat and bird tree sounded much better. I did put coloured lights on it. And then last night, as I was watching television, because the lights go from like an orange red to green and white. And I thought to myself, I don't like those lights. Doing my head in. My mum used to say that when I was years ago, I put some tree. Mum used to always do the Christmas tree brilliantly when I was a kid. There was paper chains, all the old fashioned, things on the tree and chocolates and all that sort of stuff. And we did have lights on the tree. And as she got older, she got a smaller tree. And I bought her some lights to put around it and they flashed. And she went, I put it on. She went, oh, that's nice. And then after about 2 minutes, she said, no, you have to turn that off. It's getting right on my nerves. I went, Mum, it's Christmas. She went, no, I can't have it. And I sat there last night and blow me down. I said exactly the same thing. I was like, no, I can't bear those lights. I'm going to have to turn them off. It's the flashing of the lights. But I do have coloured lights on the tree. I've gone very retro. And also, I have to tell you, TikTok shop, I bought a projector. Now, you're going to go, projector, Michelle. I'm going to have to tell Tony about it because it's amazing. It's a little spaceman. You might have seen them online. They're not very expensive. They're about sort of 8 quid or 10, 11 quid. And they're all the way from China. They are phenomenal. You point them at the ceiling. They're tiny little things. Looks like a spaceman. And your ceiling is covered with stars and it's all different colours and swirls and everything else. They're amazing. I put one up. I just tested it out because I've bought two because one of them's going to be a gift. Somebody's got a nice white kind of background, on the ceiling walls. It's just awesome. And it's just something, you sort of listen to music and just look at the pretty little lights. Very nice. Yes. Now, did Billy send me a message? You're out there, Billy. Did you hear that? Oh, he sent a voice note. I hope he's not an angry one. We'll check in a second. I won't play it live just in case. I don't know if he's listening. I bet you any money, Billy said, I'm just going to pop out. Don't play my song until later on. I've messed it up. Done it again. Here's Biba Doobie. This is beautiful. Plus Laffrey with A Night to Remember.
Swore I'd sing. Somebody I used to same the whole world over. Every year we get a little bit older. The writing that is on the wall is there to remind us all. Excuse me. Dancing around the room,
My boy like your father, you sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning, you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
Oh, hello. It's that naughty Tony Smith chatting to me. Now, I am going to be speaking to T Green at 12:30. Can't wait to chat to him. He's a soul singer. His track, That's the Way I Like It, which is a cover of the KC and the Sunshine Band, has got actually KC and the Sunshine Band saying it's fabulous. But it's also been at the top of the USA dance chart as well, which is awesome news. He's such a lovely lad. And what a voice. What a voice, T Green. If you've not heard him, you probably can see him actually, because he's based in and around Essex. He's originally, I think, from London, but has lived in Essex for years and years. And years, but not just that, he travels all over and he actually does backing vocals for really established and famous people over the years. He's got a beautiful voice. What a life he's had doing that. Now Billy Brown has sent me a little message. We used to have Sharky and Splodge, and Sharky and Splodge are Billy's cats, and then they kind of Billy's been a little bit busy, so haven't had much of an update on the cats lately. So Billy sent me a message, just played out his song Sarah, which is brand new. So this is a little message from, where is it, come on Billy, let me get the, there we go, this is from Billy Brown.
And hello, this is Billy Brown, and you are listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. I haven't done The Adventures of Sharky and Splodge for a while. A couple of reasons. One is, for about a month, he was only going out for a couple of hours, which was great, although he's gone back to doing his 4.5-5 hours, which hasn't pleased me. Then we also had the freezing weather, which I wouldn't let them out because cats are prone to getting frostbite and hypothermia, so I wasn't going to risk it with him. And that's pretty much about it. But meanwhile, you can listen to my new single, which is officially out January the 2nd, and only available on Bandcamp. I will not put it on streaming, so that's the only place you can get it. And I hope you like it. Thank you very much.
Oh, great to hear from you, Billy. And we played the track earlier, Sarah, and I'm going to be playing that again during the week. Now, tomorrow I won't be in the studio because I'm going to the correct appointment this time, to the hospital. Last month I trekked all the way up to London, got there, and when the receptionist said to me, what appointment? I got, you know when you get really angry, you go, I'm booked in to have an MRI scan. And she looked at me and she went, you are, but it's the 13th of December. So I was there a month early. I did laugh afterwards, but at the time I was like, it's horrible where I've got to go. It's horrible. The journey there is horrible, and there's loads of stairs, and I just don't like this. It's a really creepy area. But I know where I'm going now, so she'll be fine. And then afterwards, I'm going out with my friend in London, and then we're going to a cabaret thing in the evening, so I'm looking forward to that. But I will be home, hopefully by about 9:30 in the evening, just to let you know my personal business. But there we go. Let's play a little bit more music. Going to just have a little dip into Tony Smith's folder. Check him out on a Sunday. He's here between 12 and 2 with the Sunday lunch, brunch, lunch. We might have a chat with him in a while, but here's Dua Lipa. This is Houdini.
Okay. Everybody knows.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
In the darkest hour of your day, you light a match so you can find your way. But you are a fool. All the leaves are soaked in kerosene. You had it all, you got to live the dream, and you knew it, but you blew it, because you burned it all down. You burned it all down. To try, you've been through it, can't undo it, because you burned it all down. You burned it all down.
Ooh.
by Sunday Lunches, Tony Smith, who's here on a Sunday between 12 and 2. You there? Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a little bit of background music there. Listen.
I have a posh voice on.
Yeah, you did. Looking very nice in your branded sweatshirt.
Yeah, my casual work look.
Yeah, it's very casual. So, Sunday Lunch, tell everybody about the show if they're not tuned in on a Sunday.
Yes, well, pop and dance for me on a Sunday. Mostly chart hits, although we do the charts at the moment. And last week, we had all but two with were Christmas songs. So, I'll be getting to play Christmas songs as well. So, and the next couple of shows are on the build-up to Christmas. So, I think next week it could be all Christmas songs in the charts. That'll be interesting. Oh. And the Christmas show is, because it falls on Sunday, it'll be Christmas Eve. I'll be on the on air.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm going to do something special on that. So, we'll be doing dance music. But I might be doing dance Christmas music. So, remixed Christmas tracks.
These ones you've remixed?
A little bit of both, yeah, a little bit of both.
Because in your other job, you do DJing.
Yes, indeed.
At the Gardeners. You got any gigs coming up there?
Yeah, I've been really busy. So, busy weekend. This week, I'm doing Saturday and Sunday, karaoke on the Sunday. Yeah. As a fancy kind of dress-up one.
Oh, you love dressing up.
The Christmassy one, yes. I normally do dress-up anyway. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Don't have to ask Tony. but they're always appropriate. Will it be the leopard skin trousers again or something?
No, at the moment I've been dressing a lot as Elvis. which is, Christmas Elvis.
Yes.
So I got this, you know, when, I don't know if you've seen them, you know when you get those outfits where it's like a little body and it looks like they're holding you up?
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's got the Elvis, you've got the, around the gut area, you've got like a short Santa, so to speak. And then I put the Elvis on top, so it's like Santa's holding Elvis up.
Yes.
And then I walk around, do a bit of singing, and everyone joins in, and we have a good laugh.
Excellent, and that's at the Gardeners. Now, if you might have seen a couple of weeks ago that Sylvia Kent was talking about the Gardeners and about how long it's been there. Really interesting. If you go to 60 Seconds of History on the Eat My Brunch or sort of Phoenix FM page, you'll be able to find that. But she was talking about...
There was I reposted that.
There was actually a brothel on that road as well.
Yeah, I did repost that on the Gardeners page. Yeah. It was very interesting.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She finds that because she's a local historian, so she finds that loads. I think it's... I think Frances Clamp, who sadly passed away last year, earlier this year, who was a friend of Sylvia's and been on the show loads
of times. I remember.
She was lovely. She was a school teacher, but very, very strict, but she had such a good sense of humour. But she used to say, when you're walking along the high street, she said, look up. She said, because most people just look down at the pavement, but if you look up, that's when you go, oh, these are really old buildings, or that one is, you don't normally see it. You do probably do it more when you're in London, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was in, I went to Ford's European headquarters, which is now the flats in Worley. That was their original building, and they've turned into flats, but they've kept the outside.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it still looks modern today as it was when it was built, which was in 1964, same year I was born. So it's a 60-year-old building, and you can go in. They've got a cafe in there. They've got a gym in there as well. And obviously, they've got people staying there. And so I thought I'd pop into the foyer, and I was in there, and there was a book about the building in Brentwood. And that was from Sylvia.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's interesting. I had a little flick through it. So and I thought, I must get the book because it looks a really interesting book. It's got all the different places in Brentwood and all the history about them. So I don't know where you buy it.
Waterstones, they're for sale.
All right.
Yeah, she's everywhere. Sylvia Kent. She'll be chatting to me next week for the final book club.
I might just come in. Like, oi, give us a book.
Well, she's actually on Zoom. But
damn.
Sorry.
My head will pop up. Oi, give us a book.
Why not in the background of the Zoom? Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to be chatting to T Green, who's an amazing singer-songwriter who's just had a number one dance hit in the USA with That's the Way I Like It.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, very good. You might play it on Sunday, possibly.
Yes, I do like to raid your folder sometimes.
Thank you. Yeah, there are some nice little tracks. Now, talking about little tracks, I'm going to play this one. It is by Ashley Slater, who is the vocalist behind Tune In, Cup Out, Let It Go Now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's done this beautiful song, which is called Christmas Lullaby, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's lovely.
I can't make you take it slow, but let's sit back, relive the year gone by. It's impossible to live again. Sit with me, remember precious days. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present, every moment precious. Joy at Christmas time. It's impossible to know where stars may fall, but we know they will. We can be sure the sun will rise and bring new days, memories to love. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present. Christmas time. Take the time to love what you have done. You've got all that you ever needed, all that you ever wanted to have, wrapped in your loving arms. So cherish what you got there. Be with your loving family tonight. This Christmas night, everything's right. Together we're tied. We're bringing the light. Every Christmas time.
On a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.